Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. My name is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio, bought the domain name, I don't remember when, but it was probably towards the tail end of 2012. I know we started Building Fortunes Radio way into the beginning part of 2013. And one of the reasons why we did this is I wanted a platform that would be mine, that I controlled, that I would own forever, that we would be able to talk about the different and various things associated with home-based businesses. For those people that don't know about my background, I'm a home-based business entrepreneur and evangelist. I really love the concept of running a home-based business. This is the way I chose to live the rest of my life when I first started in my 30s, and I knew that this would be able to give me the financial freedom as well as everything else that I was looking for whatever else I was looking for, and I could build whatever I wanted to build. Well, somewhere along the way, as I started to join trade associations, I met a gentleman. His name is still Robert Butwin. And Robert Butwin, Butwin is spelled B-U-T-W-I-N. When I met Robert, he is really well known for being successful in this industry, but also in the idea of understanding multiple streams of income, building businesses the right way. He has a great reputation. He was just always really great, and he would speak sometimes at some of the meetings that I would go to. And then when we started the Distributor Rights Association, I know he was part of that. And then when we moved on to the ANMP, which stood for the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, I knew he was part of that. And then when we taught at different universities, he was part of that. So Robert's just a really good guy. And recently, over the last couple of years, Doris Wood, and he was with the MLMIA, the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, way before I even knew about it. When he was part of the MLMIA, with Doris Wood, I learned even more about Robert Butwin. When they changed the name to SNA, the Social Networking Association, that really piqued my interest as far as the name change, but also the concept that you're right. I mean, things are changing in our industry. A lot of people are moving over towards social networks. And I said, Robert, you know, we really need to do some radio shows on this specifically, because some of these YouTubers or Instagrammers or whatever, they're kind of anti-MLM, and they're painting a very bad picture of MLM. And although sometimes there are things that are worth painting a bad picture on in any industry, and MLM is no exception, there's a lot of great things that happen. I know Robert's carved out a portion of his rest of his life, starting, I don't remember when that was, but it was early on, as far as in the home-based business arena. And to pigeonhole, for those newer people listening in or those older people maybe who should be taking a look at this, MLM as being something bad just doesn't make any sense. So we started doing these radio shows on, and he calls it Street Smart Business. So if you look for Robert Butwin or Street Smart Business, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows that Robert's done. Sometimes we have guest hosts. Sometimes we do the show ourselves. And this is going to be one of those radio shows where we kind of just talk amongst ourselves and show people the benefits of why home-based businesses and why even be part of this radio show on Building Fortunes Radio. So, Robert, thanks for being here.
Super. You know, and I'm really looking forward to what the things that we have to talk tonight together tonight, because, you know, as you mentioned about being an evangelist, I'm also an evangelist. I've been involved with this profession for, you know, 36 years, and it's been amazing. And you talk about, you know, unfortunately, you know, there are some people that look at it negatively, and sometimes it's for good reasons. In fact, it's ironic, as we're doing this radio show today, I was having a conversation with a guy that I just met through a referral. He was looking to do, you know, some kind of protective gloves, $10 million a month. And, you know, he asked me what I do. And, you know, because I'm a connector, I had some sources that I could introduce him to. Not sure where that was going to lead. But when I got to the point of what I do, I mentioned that I'm in MLM. And he says, I don't do anything in MLM. And I got that. And what I tried to do is I tried to at least give him, without pitching him, and I'll get to pitching in a little bit, I tried to get him a little more clarity because this profession has really changed. I think one of the key things that changed it was what happened with Herbalife, what happened with some of these companies that, you know, people took shots at. They might have been doing something a little bit, unfortunately, not necessarily the right way. Again, we've got to these different regulatory situations that happened, and the regulatory, you know, and you and I have talked about this being on the board of the SNA, have gotten to be really sort of ridiculous. But we wanted to give more people more clarity because this profession has really changed since I've gotten involved with technology, with what happened in Herbalife. More of it has gone from as far as what you can and can't do to let's gather customers. And I mean, I use some amazing products from multiple different companies. I mean, I love the products that I use. But we wanted to get more clarity about really MLM, you know, and that's quite a, you know, quite often when we bring on different guest speakers, what we're trying to do when we do this show is because there's so much, or not so much, but there's different negativities about it, we're trying to offset that with people that are doing it the right way, people that are true professionals, people that ultimately see the vision, understand that this business is really about helping other people. You know, for a long time, Peter, I've said, if people really understood this business, I believe everybody would be involved in the business. But, you know, quite often, and both of you and I come from a sales background, people think it's about really selling products. You know, to me, obviously we want to influence people why whatever products we represent are really good products, influence people on why they should take advantage, tax advantage, take a benefit of the tax advantages for people that are in business, why that they should be involved in this business. I mean, with technology and everything else, even though there are still challenges in this business, I believe it's easier to do the business. But the more that people understand it, because I think really today most companies are what I want to refer to as a hybrid. And when I say a hybrid, it's sort of like you think of the hybrid cars. They work somewhat on gas, somewhat on electricity. Well, most companies today are a hybrid. It's about gathering customers. Yes, there's a leveraged business model that goes with it. But it's really about educating people on how they can have a better chance using these products, how these products, whatever products, they, whichever company that they might represent, how these products can make enhance their life, how they differentiate from many of the other products that they might be buying on the store shelf, how they can take advantage of the tax benefits from being involved in a home-based business. So, you know, I continually, you know, take a look at if people really understood this business, I really believe people would be involved with it. The only reason they're not involved with it is their misperception. And the root of the word perception is precept. It's their fixed idea. And so when I was talking about the guy that I spoke with earlier today, I understood that his perception was on a negative, and I wanted to really briefly, quickly, possibly let him know, but he wasn't open to it. So what did I do? I left it like a, you know, like a professional would, you know, tried to help him understand it. So, you know, I know that you've got a lot of insights that you can share also, Peter, but, you know, we're both wanting to help more people shift their perception, understand this business, and create success in a home-based business.
That's true. So one of the reasons why I think MLM has a bad rap sometimes is because they'll let anybody that grabs the microphone say whatever they're going to say. And by the way, the companies don't allow this to happen, or they shouldn't allow this to happen because there's compliance, and the government doesn't want this to happen because there's rules and regulations, and, you know, people that run businesses the right way don't want this to happen. But when anybody can jump on stage, for those people that remember Kanye West, when he jumped on stage and grabbed the microphone out of Taylor Swift's hands when she was, you know, just young, any goofball can jump on stage, grab the microphone, and maybe even run their own YouTube channel, and then have a chance to say whatever they say unquestioned, and that sometimes causes a really bad impression. So because of my background in running a sales company I was a direct sales manager. And Robert, I know you ran a family-owned business, which is obviously sales and customers and everything. We came from a slightly different background because we were a little bit more polished before we came in here, meaning polished or hardened by the stuff that is necessary for running a regular business that people like myself and you and maybe lots of our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, they appreciate why the home-based business MLM model is absolutely the best for so many people at this time. And I'll say it this way, maybe one of the only really viable options for people to get ahead. And what we'll do is I'll take a little commercial break and I'll kick off the second half of this explaining what I mean. But let's take off my little commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ringles here with Robert Butwin. We're talking about some of the benefits of MLM as a business model. I'll just kind of share with you one. And this one comes closer to home because I see myself in this as well. I have a couple of different kids. My oldest son, Peter, is a really hard worker. He's a boat builder, and he does the fiberglass stuff. So if you buy like a mega yacht, he's probably the one that did your dashboard or stuff like that. So he's really good with his hands. Didn't start off that way, and you'll see that if you go look under my name. He had a challenge, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago with drugs, and he was one of the opioid kids over here in Florida, and I could talk about that for a long time. But wound up working for a company that wound up moving. He wound up moving with them. That one company wound up selling. Anyway, the bottom line is he works with his hands. And he realized that, you know, I could only put in 40 or 60 or 70 hours a week. And that even though he might get paid well, the government takes their fair share. And he's always right on the edge, you know, running a small family, living in an apartment. And now you start to see things like what they're talking about now with hyperinflation or inflation. Prices are going up. Rent's going up. Gas is going up. Everything is going up. And the dream of him having his own home, getting outside of an apartment in a less desirable area, seems to be escaping him. What are his options? What can I do? Robert, I know you're a really smart guy. You have a lot of power. But you can't give me more hours for him for the week. It's impossible. What is he going to do? Open up his own shop? He doesn't have the resources, nor does he have the knowledge to be able to do that. What is he going to be able to do? If he starts with a network marketing company, and he works it the right way and builds it incrementally, finds a good company with a good product line with support that's going to be able to help him out, he can actually go out there and leverage his effort. Word there is leverage. That's why we're using Building Fortunes Radio. He can go out there and leverage his efforts through the performance of other people that are probably in similar situations. And if it's done the right way, the company might last. And if it's done the wrong way and the company doesn't last, he'll find another one. But the bottom line is network marketing for him is probably the only option that he has towards being able to increase his income to the portion that he needs it to make the lifestyle changes that he needs. And for those people that bash MLM, I'll share with you, used to be a tough guy. I'm older now. But when I was in my 20s and my 30s and more physically shaped than I am now because I got a bad back and I can't see very well, but when I was in my 20s and my 30s, we would have a conversation. If you were bashing something that I firmly believed in, I mean, that's how passionate I am about this. I'd be like, you don't get it. You're destroying the dreams of other people by your ignorance or by your focusing on the wrong things. When done the right way, I think MLM is just super duper positive. And for my son to be able to elevate his income, to be able to provide then for my granddaughter, it might be generational wealth. And that's something that this industry can provide. So I'm passionate, and that's why we do the things that we do, to provide that environment. And this Building Fortunes Radio just gives the opportunity for people that have done it before, think like I do, to be able to have that megaphone or that microphone. So, Robert, I get kind of excited about that because it can make such a big difference in some people's lives. Now, some people don't see it. I get it. Some people might have a slow drip as far as their education. But after a while, when your kid says to you, so what can I do? What can I do? I can't work any more hours. They can't give me any more work. I can't open up my own shop and still do this as well. So what do you do? MLM could be one of the best answers for them. So, Robert, back to you.
Yeah, no, it's not could be. It is. You know, and again, you know, anybody that's trading time for money, they're not taking advantage of the benefits that an entrepreneur can take. Now, you talked about a key word, leverage. And let me throw another key word into that equation. Or actually, it's two words, a vested interest. See, the beauty about this business is you've got a vested interest to really help other people. You know, the only way that you can succeed truly is pouring your insight, pouring your wisdom and perspective in a way that will help other people create success. But part of the problem is, unfortunately, a lot of people that get involved are what I will call ignorance on fire. It's going back to what you said earlier. They grab a microphone and they can say things because they really haven't gone through any extensive training in many of the companies. So, but that's all changing, you know. And you know, I came up with, and I want to talk about two major key things. I came up with an acronym of pitch. And one of the biggest mistakes that I see people make that are in MLM, that are in sales, is they focus on a transaction before they focus on a relationship. So let me give you the acronym of pitch, and let me explain it a little bit. It's first of all, the P, there's four different Ps. Understand the purpose of when you're looking at communicating with anybody, whoever you're looking to communicate. And what you want to do is practice and perfect your presentation. Now, you should always know the opening, the close. Now, your presentation isn't necessarily to try to close somebody. You know, sometimes you'll close, sometimes you'll get, you'll have the transactions will happen, but your whole thing when you're looking to pitch, I don't care if you're meeting somebody online, if you're in the old-fashioned way, the three-foot rule, if it's on LinkedIn, whatever, but, you know, when you're making your pitch, your whole objective is going to the eye, which is your intention. It's your intention is to have a real conversation, understand wherever they're at, you know, to have the opportunity to ultimately have a meaningful conversation. The T is think about who you're talking with. How do you do that? You ask questions. Understand the other person because, again, it's going back to what you and I have said. If people really understood this business, they'd be involved, if nothing else, for the tax benefits and for that, you know, the possibility, if they're with a good company, of creating generational wealth, for example. And this is not necessarily normal, but I've had a couple friends that I've known for over 30 years. The husband and wife passed away. Their business was left to their children, and they made a lot of money. I mean, they were making over you know, to throw out a number, $50,000 a month. Again, that's not an average income. You know, that's like one of the upper one-tenth of 1% of what, you know, people make in this business. But, again, it's a generational wealth. So, anyhow, the T is think about who you're speaking with, ask questions. The C is clarity. You know, simple, profound messaging whenever you're speaking with other people. And then the H is how and why to get back to you. And the other thing that I want to talk about, and I want to share some insight and perspective, and I came up with what I call the ABCs to success. It's actually A, B, C, D, E, S squared. And, you know, the key to be successful, I don't care if it's in our business or as an entrepreneur, it's really the same. An expression I learned in Asia, same, same, but different. The A is aware of what you want and aware of what you need to change in relationship to get what you want. You know, sometimes we've got to release things, let things go in relationship to what we're doing. We've got to make the modifications. We've got to do the personal growth, which is a key part of this success. The B is brand yourself. You know, that's part of the reason why we do this format every week, Peter, is because most people are branding the company, not branding themselves. We want to give them a platform that they can brand themselves, because really people are going to join you, not the company. The company is a brand that we might represent. Obviously, you want to be selective of whatever brands you represent, but you want to focus on branding yourself. The C, again, is clarity in your – oh, I'm sorry. The C is consistency, proper – you know, consistent and proper action. You know, you've got to stay in action. You've got to do the right things to be successful. The D, and here's the other part of why we do what we do, Peter. We want people to digitize their messaging, because really the things that we're selling or wanting to influence people in our profession is, can they do this? Well, I haven't really met anybody that can't do this business. Obviously, some people have to, you know, polish their skills a little bit more. And the other thing we're selling is, will you help them? So, again, you know, the D is digitize your messaging. We want more people to be successful, and the more that they can put their messaging in a simple platform, and that's why we're interviewing different guests all the time. The E is once you've got, you know, once you've got your message in a digital form, be it if it's a company or something like what we do on Blog Talk Radio, you want to expose that messaging to the right audience. So that's the E, you know, how you expose your messaging. You know, people in the back of their mind are judging, can I do what this person's doing? And then the S squared, which is you want a strategic planning in whatever you do. I mean, that's one of the key things to success no matter what we do. And the other S is you want to have a systemized approach in relationship to what it is that you're doing. So, you know, the reason, again, why do Peter and I continually do show up every single Monday? Number one, we want to help more people see the great things that go on, and we want to help more entrepreneurs success. And with that, I'm going to give the phone back to you.
Well, there's another thing, too. I'm going to focus on the radio show just for a second. For anybody that might be listening in, if you are invited, here's some of the reasons why you want to take advantage of this. BuildingFortunesRadio.com is my domain name, and I wanted that so I could actually put up these recordings there, brand Building Fortunes Radio and brand myself, and be able to help as many of our customers as we can, including people like Robert Butwin, and any of the guests that we have. Well, Blog Talk Radio, I mentioned Blog Talk Radio, is a platform that we do the original recording on. So if you're listening to this live, you're listening to this on blogtalkradio.com/buildingfortunes. And I leverage Blog Talk Radio because they help put us on iTunes and Stitcher and Player FM and a whole bunch of other podcast repeaters. So we digitize, I'll use Robert's word, this message and then leverage it. And then we use the power of the Internet. Because I'm going to explain something that some people just don't know. When we do this radio show, this becomes a web page on a website, which then becomes search engineable. So whether it's on DuckDuckGo or Google.com or Bing or any of the other search engines that are out there, this becomes search engineable. And if you go look at my name. Go to Peter Mingles, M-I-N-G-I-L-S. Look for Robert Butwin. You will find dozens and hundreds of entries on a search, not just for Building Fortress Radio, Blog Talk Radio, but for my name and Robert's name. And your name might pop up with that as well. So when you are a guest here and we do a radio show with you, we make these search engineable. I know that's not a word, but we add the SEO component to it to digitize this so you can benefit. So in essence, we do this radio show every Monday to be able to help you as well. Now, on Building Fortunes Radio, by the way, we do a lot of radio shows. I think we have over 8,100 episodes so far. That's a lot of episodes. You take a look at people who do videos online, you'll find very few of them that have 8,000 episodes. So we have this all over the place, and that can really help you leverage and digitize your existence on the Internet, and it's not going away. So it's not something that you do now and it fades away like terrestrial radio. This stuff sticks. and that could really help you, and you can use it anywhere you want to as well, on Instagram and YouTube, and some of these we convert over to YouTube movies as well. You do a whole bunch of stuff with this. So it's a great platform, a multi-used tool, I call it, to be able to get the word out. So now here's the key. When people are looking for you, what do they find? So think about that. When people are looking for you online, what do they find? And if they're finding really great things, like on Building Fortunes Radio, that adds to a lot of your credibility. So some people use that for credibility building as well. Robert, back to you.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point. It's how you position yourself in the mind of the person you're communicating with. And when you can say something like, you know, I was just on a Block Talk Radio, and if you join my team with my influence, and as you start getting some success, I can also get you on that same radio show. So there's multiple different ways that you can do it. I know when, you know, right before the pandemic started, you know, one of my strategies was to get on different people's podcasts because I know that visibility will attract people. To me, that's part of the proper action, consistent proper action. I mean, I'm consistently talking to different people. I'm consistently in networking groups. I'm consistently trying to find out who can I attract. And the fact that you can say to the person that you're possibly looking to attract into your business that through my influence and through my connections, I can help you ultimately accelerate your success. Again, the two biggest things we're selling is, can they do it? Will you help them? And that's another way you can help them, by helping them position themselves, helping them get more clarity. Obviously, if you're a guest, you can talk about the different things that you have learned and why you're successful. And that's part of a positioning tool. So, you know, I could go on and on, but I'll let you finish it up because you always finish up every single Monday night, and we're getting close to that end of the hour. So I know Peter and I just want to help more people create the success. I believe everybody deserves to be successful, but unfortunately, based on what they do or don't do, that's not going to happen, but this is just another tool, another way. So, Peter, I'm going to let you close it out.
Perfect. Well, thank you. So one of the other key components that I want to mention on this radio show is when you're working with Robert or working with me, it's usually more than just the radio show. The radio show is enough, but learning the other things that we can help you with as well. Robert's probably as connected as anybody that I know in the industry, and he knows tons of stuff. And then you kind of get a chance to exponentially add to that as well with the things that I know. And then we're also part of the SNA, and there's another whole universe of stuff. So if you're looking for anything, more than less likely, you can start off with Robert or I, and we can show you how to get whatever you're looking for out of this business. And we offer this to a lot of people. You know, we don't always ask for money. So we offer this to a lot of people. We help a lot of people in this because helping people is just part of our DNA. So that's one of the things that we do, and we do this here on Monday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Building Fortunes Radio. I recommend if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, look for any of the guest spots we've done with Robert Butwin, B-U-T-W-I-N. You'll be able to hear this as well as some of the previous radio shows. And Robert, I have to put my hat off to you, and thank you. You spend a lot of time gathering guests for this radio show, and we've had some incredible guests. So I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, you know, just join in. You know, we're glad that you're listening, and we're, as Peter just mentioned, we're here to help other people. We want more people to, first of all, get more clarity about what this, you know, this profession really is, and more importantly, to create the success that they deserve, because I believe everybody deserves to be successful as long as they do the right thing and do it with integrity.
Perfect. We'll catch you next week, everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Robert.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.